This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
While singleness is on the rise in the Aussie population, Christians still have a tendency to marry young, and that creates some challenges if you're a single Christian who wants to have a full and active social life, career and ministry. Steph Penny is a blogger and author who's been contemplating the challenges, struggles and the potential of the single life. Her new book, Surviving Singledom, is a humorous and practical look at all aspects of the single Christian life. Steph's with me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Such a pleasure, Katrina. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. So why did you decide to write this book, Surviving Singledom?
Well, I started writing it when I was still single. I am currently married, which makes me a raging hypocrite, I know. It's the first question people ask me. But look, I started to write it because when I was single, I was still single when I was 29, and that doesn't sound very old.
No.
In terms of society, people marry, you know, in their 30s, their 40s. Like, people are marrying quite late and it's quite acceptable. But I found that my experience in the church was actually one of becoming more and more isolated as I grew into my late 20s. Everyone around me was married by the age of 21 and onto maybe their second child by the time I was, say, 27, 28.
Wow.
And and I thought, is it just me? Like, or is this a, like, yeah, a just a Christian thing? Or, you know, is there something wrong with me?
Do you know, I remember that feeling at 21 when I'd been single for, like, almost 3 years of thinking that this was going to be it forever. You know, I was never going to meet someone. That's at 21. So I can imagine that at 29, you could feel, I guess, discouraged. I mean, you said that you're married. I mean, I must say, when I was looking at this book and then I saw in your bio that you were married, I thought, oh, doesn't that just kind of reinforce the idea that singleness is just this temporary state to be survived before you reach your true destiny as a married person? What do you think about that?
Well, I think I didn't know that at the time I started writing the book. I didn't have the hindsight to know that God still had something up his sleeve for me. For all I knew, and for many single Christians, for all they know, this is it for life. So then it becomes a question of, well, do I settle into this and try and find some contentment in it? Or do I keep saying, God, this isn't okay, and keep praying for a change in my situation? It leaves you in a real sort of bind in terms of what to do.
Yeah, I guess, because most other things in our lives, like our career or buying a house or whatever, to some extent we can plan and to some extent we can implement action. And that can be true with meeting someone, but there's just no guarantees, are there?
None at all.
Yeah.
No.
What did you find challenging about being single?
Look, I think I found the isolation quite challenging because, as I say, a lot of my friends who were, you know, very understanding and very inclusive of me and their families still had their own families. So when push came to shove, if I wanted to go out for a coffee and a chat with a girlfriend and they had the kids, then they couldn't. So that's perfectly understandable. But I did find that I was feeling more and more isolated because for my friends, it was becoming more about their mum's groups and their play groups and their school PTAs and all the things they were involved with, which are really important. And I didn't want to take that away from them. But I guess I felt more and more I was imposing on them. I was third wheeling. So then it left me kind of feeling, maybe I should just be on my own and be okay with being lonely. I find, as a single person, I asked myself a lot of questions. I questioned myself a lot and doubted myself, you know. Am I not praying enough? Am I, you know, I'm trying to serve God, but maybe it's not enough. Maybe I don't have enough faith. You really do start to wonder what's wrong with you. What are you missing or not doing enough?
What would have made your life, you know, more effective, more fulfilling and less lonely when you were single?
Well, I bought a cat, so that was very helpful. Look, what I ended up doing, which I would have done if I'd remained single, was I really threw myself into ministry at the local church. And by ministry, I don't mean I wanted to be a pastor or go to Bible college. I actually had a really challenging and fulfilling job as a psychologist. But what I ended up doing was becoming involved in the worship ministry in my local church. And I found that that was a place where I could really throw in my energy, my passion. When I got frustrated with God, I threw myself deeper into worship and deeper into prayer and into serving my local church. And I found that was a great source of not just being able to serve, but of being able to kind of form closer friendships within that worship ministry team. Mm-hmm. And that was really fulfilling. So one thing I've encouraged people to do in the book is, if you know what your gifts and your passions are, to throw yourself into that, throw yourself into serving God and hungering after him when you're hungry for romance or for a relationship. Actually channel that energy into God.
Yeah. You also say that marriage is sometimes viewed as a litmus test for spiritual maturity.
Mm.
Do you think that the church places too much value on marriage, almost as if it's a measure of your success as a Christian or your worth?
Yeah, I think I've seen, I can only speak from my experience, but I think I have seen that manifested in the church where, not that marriage is unimportant by any means, but where perhaps marriage is seen as a bit of a mark of achievement or almost a rite of passage into adulthood. So some single friends of mine who are in their 60s still get referred to as a girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're not a fully flung adult, despite the fact they've spent most of their life out on the mission field, you know. Interesting. I just find that really interesting. Others for whom, you know, they've been quite capable of entering the ministry, but they haven't been invited to do so until the moment they got married. That's been really interesting for me to kind of witness that and go, I wonder what that's about. They've been, you know, serving in the church faithfully for a number of years, but the moment they get married, they're invited into ministry. It's just fascinating. I've actually seen others where there's been explicit selection criteria in a ministry position that says you have to be married to apply for this role. And I just wondered what that was about. I was like, is that, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but is that discrimination even? Like when you say someone can't apply for a position, a pastoral position in a church because of their marital status.
What do you know now that you wish you knew then?
I think I know now that I wasn't alone, even though I felt like I was alone. I think that since I've been writing the book and doing more research and talking to people about it, people are now just starting to come up to me and talk to me about their singleness experiences, the good and the bad. And I kind of wish that someone had done that when I was single, that they had said to me, you're not alone. I understand what it's like to be single late into your life, or late compared to the rest of the church, seemingly. And you're not alone in your suffering. Someone out there does understand how you feel. They get it.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing today, Steph. I know if people want to talk more with you, that you've got the blog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, always happy to hear from people.
Yeah. I got an email just last night from someone, actually. It was fabulous.
Yeah. That's Steph Penny. She's the author of Surviving Singledom. She blogs at stephpenny.com.au and she'd love to hear from you. She's appearing at Coorong alongside Joanne Berthelsen this Saturday, February 25th. Thanks so much, Steph.
Thanks for having me.